Welcome to Talks from the Bible. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Hebrews 1:1-4. God has spoken by the prophets to the nation of Israel, and now God speaks through his Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus has been given all power in heaven and in earth, Matthew 28:18. The time of the authority of Jesus Christ, as he has been appointed heir of all things, is the last days. This period of time began in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost, when Peter preached the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The preacher quoted the prophecy of Joel. This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Acts 2:16-18. One New Testament writer referred to the last days as the latter time, 1 Timothy 4:1. This would be the final age of the world, as Christ has been appointed the heir of all things. Christ had been promised to be given the throne of his father David, whereby he would reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Luke 1:32-33. In the parable of the householder, Jesus was acknowledged, "This is the heir, come, let us kill him, and let us seize on his inheritance." Matthew 21:38. In explanation of this parable, Jesus spoke of the stone which the builders rejected. The same is become the head of the corner, Matthew 21:42. Jesus is spoken of as a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, 1 Peter 2:4. In the resurrection of Christ, God has given him a name which is above every name, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Ephesians 1:21-23. Jesus, in his ascension, has gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him. 1 Peter 3:22. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.